From Stoic wisdoms, face the fear directly. What we fear is never what we imagine it to be. It can't be. Imagination and reality are two separate operations, running on different rules, answering to different masters. One is constrained by what actually exists. The other isn't constrained by anything at all. This matters because when you refuse to face a difficulty, you hand it over entirely to the unconstrained operation. Reality never gets a chance to weigh in. The difficulty exists only in imagination, and so it exists without limits, without edges, without the thousand small corrections that contact with reality would impose on it. A difficulty you face has dimensions. You know how large it actually is. You know what it threatens and what it doesn't. You know where it starts and where it ends. A difficulty you refuse to face has none of this. It is formless, and formlessness is the most frightening shape there is, because a mind confronted with something it cannot measure will always, without exception, overestimate. This is a feature in human psychology. A creature that overestimates threats survives. A creature that underestimates them doesn't. We inherited nervous systems calibrated for worst-case projection, because our ancestors who projected best cases are not our ancestors. They're extinct. But the feature has a cost. When the threats you face are social, psychological, emotional, things that won't kill you but that your nervous system can't quite distinguish from things that will, the overestimation runs unchecked. The only thing that checks it is contact. Looking directly. Engaging with the actual thing rather than the projection. This is why the moment you finally face something you've been avoiding, the most common experience is not pain. It's a strange, disorienting sense of proportion. This is what I've been afraid of. This is the thing I gave 6 months of sleep to. The difficulty didn't shrink. It was always that size. What was enormous was the projection you built around it in the dark. But the strange thing is what happens after. You face the thing. You see it was small. You feel the relief. And then you avoid the next thing exactly the way you avoided the last. Surviving the confrontation doesn't cure the pattern. Which means the pattern isn't really about the difficulty at all. It's about something else. Something the confrontation never actually touches. Over 200,000 people now read Stoic Wisdoms. If you haven't upgraded yet, you can unlock this full post and all 100 plus premium posts including the Confidence series and Stoic Reflections. When you avoid a difficulty, your mind doesn't leave it alone. It returns to it in idle moments, during transitions, in the minutes before sleep. Each return adds something, another possible outcome, another imagined consequence, another version of what might happen, what might be lost, what it might prove about you.